Em 2018, o Ultimate Fighting Championship celebrou 25 anos de lutas lendárias. Que cativaram fãs ao redor do mundo. E para comemorar um quarto de século revolucionando os esportes de combate, a organização líder do MMA traz o melhor lutador e as melhores lutadoras de todos os tempos. Enfrentando os maiores desafios de suas carreiras. Ex-campeão peso meio pesado do UFC, John Jones, reuniu em sua divisão confortavelmente durante anos. Mas nenhum homem chegou mais perto de destroná-lo que o sueco Alexander Gustafsson. Quem
teria pensado que, indo para o quinto round, John Jones poderia estar perdendo essa luta?
Que levou Jones ao limite em uma disputa de título histórica em 2013. Nunca ficaram muito longe um do outro.
John Jones, I want my title shot again. Whatever you want.
E no UFC 232 em Las Vegas, eles irão à batalha mais uma vez, com um cinturão em jogo.
I've always known this fight was going to end up happy. I've made bigger gains than he has, and I'm willing to prove it.
Arguably the best pound-for-pound fighter on earth.
Everyone's making out to be a superman. He's not, right? He's not a superman.
Gustafsson again pushing forward.
That's what Gustafsson's looking for.
I'm going to make sure he loses this time.
O evento monumental também apresenta a maior luta da história do MMA feminino. Com a campeã peso galo Amanda Nunes subindo de peso para desafiar o cinturão até 65 quilos. Pela mulher mais dominante que já competiu no MMA. A atual campeã peso pena, Chris Cyborg.
And if you've never seen Chris Cyborg fight, prepare yourself for violence.
I want to challenge you, and I know what I'm capable of.
She can crack you and put you away with one shot.
She want to fight. I hope she'll be ready.
Another night at the office for the best in the world.
So.
Assista aos camps de treinamento em primeira mão, enquanto quatro dos melhores lutadores do mundo se preparam para fazer história em Las Vegas. Este é o UFC 232. Countdown. No coração de Albuquerque, a mundialmente famosa Jackson Wink Academy dá as boas-vindas ao ex-campeão peso meio pesado, John Jones. Que retorna de uma suspensão após um exame detectar uma substância proibida que o lutador ingeriu sem saber. Passado o seu último revés, o melhor de todos os tempos está preparado para seu retorno ao topo da categoria que um dia dominou.
Feels great being back in the gym, training full time. I actually spent the whole year off, you know, boxing in my garage. But it feels great to be back amongst the teammates and just back in the full swing of things. And I do feel like I'm still just getting started. I feel like I'm still a baby in the sport. There's so much more that I need to learn. I really believe the best is yet to come.
Um John Jones em evolução é um conceito assustador para futuros oponentes. Ainda mais considerando o domínio de uma década sobre seus adversários.
Charlie Bones Jones!
Oh, spinning back kick.
Beautiful lateral drop right there. Very nice.
John's rise is fantastic. I mean, you saw this guy develop and getting better every single fight.
For a kid that only has 9 months in mixed martial arts, this is very impressive.
Coming up with a whole bunch of different arsenal of tools.
Oh, spinning back!
Unpredictableness threw a lot to the lock.
Bones Jones has some great moves, man. It's a thrill to watch.
He put him out. Wow.
You know, one of the things I remember most about John's rise is how fast he came.
His confidence is
belief in yourself. To get to this high level of a game this quickly, you gotta have that. You gotta have that space. This guy's got it.
Jones tornou-se o campeão mais jovem da história do UFC e chegou à supremacia do MMA, defendendo seu título aparentemente sem muito esforço.
I was just fighting so dominantly. All the legends of our sport.
An incredible performance by the champion.
And I really was starting to feel as if I was just light years ahead of the competition.
John Jones has defended his title for the fifth time.
I didn't think that I could possibly lose.
One of the best men on the planet, John Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
O sexto desafiante ao seu título seria outro jovem talentoso. Um finalizador sueco de 1,95m chamado Alexander Gustafsson.
He may be the only guy that can match height and reach with the champion John Jones.
E por mais que tenha se credenciado para disputar o título com 7 vitórias expressivas,
the knees of a man this tall can be lethal.
Muitos descartavam suas chances de derrotar o campeão. Mas Gustafsson chegou preparado à semana da luta. Inabalado pelo campeão, extremamente confiante.
As a human being, I'm not a fan. He sees himself being superior, likes to look down at people. I just wanted to beat him.
History on the line tonight. John Jones trying to defend for the sixth consecutive time against Alexander Gustafsson.
Outstanding professional mixed martial arts fighter. That's what he is. He's got great footwork along the lines of TJ Dillashaw's, but for a light heavyweight, that's unheard of.
At the time, I came from an extremely arrogant place. I actually wore a shirt that said not quite human.
You know, Joe, I can't disagree with his shirt.
I would put it as a little bit better than human. I would say the next thing.
You know, I was really starting to sip my own Kool-Aid.
John looks very relaxed here. Nice spinning back kick to the body.
John Jones has stopped all 16 of his opponent's takedown attempts.
And John gets the clinch, but can't hold on to him.
As I was fighting him, I was amazed.
Good combination by Gustafsson.
I hit him with shots.
Nice jab by Gustafsson. John's cut. John is cut over the right eye.
And I took him down. I was like, wow, this wasn't that hard.
It is John Jones gets taken down for the first time in his career. Incredible.
I was thinking, oh my goodness, this kid is good.
He's got Gustafsson up. Gustafsson defends. Big elbow by John.
This is going to be a long night. I'm going to have to dig from something outside of me in order to pull this off.
Calm down, John. Deep, slow breaths. So far, but the fight is just begun. Nice right hand and minimal effort. They just fly off the shoulders. Goes high. Look at that. This has been the most he's ever been hit inside the octagon. And another right hand. Kicks to the body. Hard kick and a left hand behind it. Excellent footwork by Gustafsson. Look at that combination. Oh, high kick.
First three rounds were incredibly competitive, but because it was me, I lost because I wasn't dominating.
We are headed to the championship rounds.
And John Jones may be losing this fight.
You get our first win every time, you got it? After you hit, angle, go again. After you hit, angle, go again.
How's that, John?
Forward pressure, get on first. Let's go. High kick.
A lot of anxiety in the corner of the champion, Mike.
Let's get up.
Somewhere in that fight, I forgot to, like, bring the home.
Here's a nice right hand by John. He goes up high.
The last two rounds, when I fought the way people were used to seeing me fight.
And there's a nice elbow. Oh, that might have hurt.
That's it.
with a big elbow.
Incredible. We'll see if Gustafson can pull it off down the stretch. Oh, beautiful. Nice elbow. Steps in with it. Head kick. And Gustafson just ate it. Another head kick. What an incredible fight. Both of these guys are pushed to their limit in this fight.
Another big kick from Jones. 30 seconds.
Head kick. Head kick again.
15 seconds.
In the long run, I didn't do enough.
O dia em que Gustafson quase derrotou Jones é lembrado até hoje.
4 minutes.
E 5 anos após a luta icônica.
I want to see the snap, I don't want to see the push.
O técnico Andreas Michael.
Let's go. You ready?
Permanece obstinado.
That's better. Good work. Good.
Alex is going to be the best. He proved it the first time when everyone was doubting him. When John Jones was destroying everyone in his path, he proved that it's possible to beat him.
Wait a minute. Let's go. 28.
Yeah. If anyone can do it, Alex can do it, and he will do it.
That's it. One more. Last one. Come on.
A experiência que Gustafson e Michael dividiram em Toronto nunca os deixou. E a chance por redenção finalmente chegou. Uma revanche com Jones está marcada para o UFC 232 em Las Vegas, onde planejam acabar o que começaram.
You have to dominate. You can't just have a back and forth war with this guy. You either finish it or you go strong in 5 rounds.
We're gonna have to do 5 John Jones rounds. And beating him means more than a title.
It's massive to become a world champion. It's a dream I have, but this is bigger. Beating John is bigger than taking the light heavyweight belt.
Que o interior da Suécia oferece uma paisagem sublime. Até para o destaque do UFC 232, Alexander Gustafsson.
Vou sim.
Que nem sempre apreciou um retiro tão elegante.
I was born and raised on the countryside, and when I was a teenager, I hated so much being on the countryside. And now when I'm getting a little bit older, I enjoy it more and more. It's peaceful, it's nice, it's very close to the nature, and yeah, just relax, get away from the stress in the big city. Agosto e Portugal.
Esses arredores estão bem longe do estilo de vida ao qual Gustafson se acostumou. Após disputar o título com Jones em 2013.
Congratulations, you know? It's very rare you hear that after a loss, but holy man, congrats.
A fama de Demoler explodiu do outro lado do Atlântico.
It changed my life. Even if I lost, I still won that fight because people, they appreciate me coming in there and give it all. I became a world-known fighter.
What a welcome for Alexander Gustafsson. He was in one of the best fights of all time against Johnny Bones Jones.
Ele se tornou o rosto do MMA europeu.
I think we got half of Sweden here with us, Dan.
O que levou a luta principal em Londres. Mas a vida no topo provou ser desafiadora.
Daniel Cormier looks very, very confident and comfortable. Oh, big shots! Daniel's hurt!
Gustafsson perdeu por decisão dividida em sua segunda disputa pelo título peso meio pesado. Mas em 2017, Gustafsson voltou à forma. Com uma performance clássica em seu país. A vitória em Estocolmo não só definiu sua carreira, pois Gustafsson seguiu com um momento que também mudou sua vida.
I love you with all my heart, but you won't marry me.
Could also meet your dad.
It couldn't be a better moment than taking that step after a win.
Does she clean?
Me and my fiancée, we came home after that and I didn't feel that the fight was such a big deal because I became a dad.
Är det gott?
Är det gott? Min namn. Vill du ha vatten? Vill du ha mjölk?
Ja.
Mm. Vill du hämta?
We got two kids now and it feels great.
Var det gott, Ashley?
Kan du hämta Jay? Är du färdig?
Jag vill det ha. Är du klar? Du har inte ätit någonting.
You know, the UFC is and has been a very big part of my life.
Matkille, hey! Hey, sad news.
It's just not a regular job, it's a lifestyle. And coming home after hard work or training and you meet your kids and they're just smiling at you. It makes you work hard. It makes you want to become a world champion.
Gustafsson e John Jones precisaram lutar para encontrar seus caminhos até o UFC 232.
John Jones is imposing his will on Glover in this fight. The champion looks for his eighth straight title defense.
Jones taking down DC.
An incredible performance by the champion.
Para Jones, que não foi derrotado no octógono desde então.
Let's go, baby. And still.
Sua luta ocorreu fora das competições.
Jones involved in a three-car accident injuring a woman. He fled the scene, later stripped of his title.
Suas disputas foram separadas por longas suspensões.
Returning for the first time in 476 days.
Man, it feels so great to be back. I miss this game so much.
Oh. Great takedown by Jones.
John Jones, welcome back.
Recentemente, ele retornou de uma suspensão por doping. Em uma performance clássica contra seu maior rival.
We'll see if this is indeed John Jones 2.0 here tonight as he looks to take on the reigning champ Daniel Cormier.
Oh,
DC is done by that head kick.
John, it's all over.
That could be it.
That is it. John Jones has done it.
Desde sua vitória em julho de 2017, Jones lidou com mais uma suspensão por doping. Mas a arbitragem só encontrou vestígios de uma substância proibida, provando que Jones não era culpado.
All right, let's go nice and easy, down and back, guys.
Yep.
O ex-campeão perseverou, pois deixar o esporte nunca foi uma opção.
If there's any time I ever thought about quitting and walking away from the sport, that was it. I mean, I was hated. And turning it all off is the easy way to deal with it.
Keep your eyes down the whole way.
You know, financially, definitely don't have to fight anymore. I could afford to delete social media accounts and ride off into the sunset. But, you know, I didn't do that. I came back and faced it, and I learned to take things more seriously.
Recordando a primeira luta com Gustafsson, Jones tem um senso de confiança. Sabendo que a luta ocorreu antes que ele aprendesse com seus erros.
I was right in the heyday of just being a complete party animal. Being there super late, you know, missing practices, being in practice all over. Not respecting what I had.
John Jones gets taken down for the first time in his career. Incredible.
Look at that, haymaker over the top.
Well, I'm very impressed with Gustafsson so far.
desde então, Jones dedicou anos de trabalho no rancho de performance e entra para essa revanche como um homem completamente diferente.
We're gonna just do some reaction drills. We'll go to the cones. So you're just trying to take a little quick step and reach. The difference we're gonna see is the focus that John is coming with.
There you go.
He really wants to show the world how he's grown and how he's evolved as a better athlete. It's gonna be fun. Push the knees out, good, and then just make big circles with it. Push the knees apart, good. That's it, big, strong.
You know, Alexander Gosha said, I don't know what his excuse is. He fought a diluted version of myself the first time.
Good.
At his absolute best. He was extremely well trained, and he still came up short. This time he's gonna meet me at my absolute best as well. And let's see how he does.
Principal do UFC 232 e nativo de Nova York, John Jones se muda para Albuquerque para focar no camp de treinamento. Mas o ex-campeão viaja com frequência para West Mesa.
See when you get a little bit more in there.
Para praticar um exercício que ajuda a quebrar a monotonia do treinamento.
Doing a little target shooting today, gentlemen. It's a great stress reliever. You know, shooting is something I love to do. It's one of my main passions and hobbies. And something that's great for it. Just getting your mind off the fight. 20 rounds. Should be plenty.
I can't wait to hear the first ding. That's a hit, huh?
Para uma figura polarizadora como Jones, praticar a paz de espírito foi essencial para abstrair-se das críticas.
I kind of let go of always trying to please, you know, people and be what everybody else wants me to be. I'm not your typical clean-cut champion. You know, I'm a little bit more rough around the edges. And I believe personally, in order to be a champion, you just got to be the baddest around.
Man, that is clean. Good old iron sights on it.
It's not about having a suit and tie on. It's not about having the cleanest, squeaky image. I just focus on these days just what I can control, and that's being the best man I can be to the people that I know and working hard, honoring them through my hard work.
The dark horse always wins.
Coração de Estocolmo, na Suécia, o herói local Alexander Gustafsson continua a preparação para a maior luta de sua vida. E por mais que tenha passado sua carreira liderando grandes shows em seu país e no exterior, com a revanche com John Jones se aproximando, uma sensação estranha permeia as ruas da cidade.
This fight is different. I see this as my last chance to prove that I'm the best. Everything is on stake now. Everything is on the table for just this fight. Defeat is not an option this time.
Sair vitorioso é uma meta compartilhada com a All Stars Training Center. A equipe de longa data de Gustafsson, que canaliza a energia de todo um continente para enfrentar o desafio adiante.
We've got training partners from all over Europe, all over the world coming to train with us.
Use your feints. Feint your shots in.
more numbers, it's more power with us, you know, and everyone is putting in the work to get the win for this fight.
Try not to finish with one shot.
We're working day in, day out. Schedule is on point, and I think we more lives than we take off.
My mission is to be considered the greatest fighter to ever live. Screw the greatest, right? The most dominant champion in UFC history. You know, Alexander Gustafsson is just another piece in this puzzle of dominance. Something evil. Evil's
gonna rise. This is the best guy out there, but I want to be that guy that beats Jones. I'm not gonna respect him like I did the first time.
This has been the most he's ever been hit inside the octagon.
Just gonna be me and him on the same terms.
Both of these guys are pushed to their limit in this fight.
I just expect to have fun, man. Believe in who I am, believe in what I do. And go out there and just let it shine.
Unbelievable! What a fight!
É uma revanche pelo título peso meio pesado. Esperada há anos. Encerrando o evento e o ano em Las Vegas. Have you done? Have you done? Wicked gonna come. A luta co-principal do UFC 232 será a maior luta que o MMA feminino já viu.
She can devastate you everywhere.
A campeã peso-pena Chris Cyborg recebe uma desafiante diferente de todas que já enfrentou.
Amanda Nunes can crack you and put you away with one shot.
A campeã peso-galo Amanda Nunes. Essas brasileiras representam uma longa tradição da supremacia de seu país sobre o MMA.
MMA is huge in Brazil. It's like soccer MMA in Brazil now. Everybody want to watch.
Brasileiros vencem torneios e títulos desde a criação do UFC. E com o crescimento da popularidade da organização, jovens lutadores almejam representar seu país dentro do octógono. Para Nunes, a oportunidade se realizou há 5 anos no Rio de Janeiro. Tornou a primeira mulher brasileira a vencer uma luta no UFC.
Amanda Nunes just keeps getting better and better.
E após subir no ranking do peso galo,
her wins become more and more spectacular.
There's the clap!
Tornou-se a primeira mulher brasileira campeã do UFC.
What a dominant victory by Amanda Nunes.
Brasil! Olha isso aí! Toma
tanto! It's mean a lot, and I always try to do everything the right way. Because I know I have a lot of kids that look up to me, and I want to inspire them to become a champion one day as well.
Em seguida, ela despachou tranquilamente a icônica Ronda Rousey.
Flawless performance by Amanda Nunes.
Mas seu melhor momento foi talvez em sua defesa de título mais recente, quando retornou ao Rio na luta principal.
The first Brazilian woman to get the opportunity to defend her belt on Brazilian soil.
Bring the belt home and share my happiness with people in my country.
Exit covering up. Amanda Nunes gets the finish. Nunes defends in Rio.
It was amazing.
Ao sul do Rio de Janeiro, fica Curitiba, outra meca das artes marciais, onde a renomada academia Shootbox era localizada. A academia deu origem a lendas do MMA como Wanderlei Silva e campeões do UFC como Maurício Shogun, Anderson Silva e a atual campeã peso-pena Chris Cyborg, que hoje divide seu tempo entre o Brasil e o sul da Califórnia, que é também um centro do MMA.
I came from Brazil, I came from Shootbox, I learned a lot of things in Shootbox, like I born there, but Jason knows everything.
o famoso treinador de boxe Jason Perillo passou os últimos 7 anos transformando a agressão de ciborgue em perfeição técnica.
It's a joy training the greatest fighter of all time. It really is. What you're walking people down now is a whole different animal. You know what I mean? You're seeing where you're going. You're not just going there in blind rage. You know exactly what you're doing. It makes it a lot less stressful when you know that they have all this ability. Once you're up and over.
Push! He's changing me as a fighter, like patient, think more, do the right punch at the right time. You see my first beginning of my fight. It's more hard. Of course, I have technique, but I don't think too much like I think now.
O talento natural de Ciborgue a levou a capturar um título no Strike Force. Antes de vencer também o título do Invicta. Mas ela se tornou tão dominante que possíveis desafiantes começaram a reconhecer seu destino. E encontrar adversária se tornou cada vez mais difícil.
Sharp, Chris. Like a shark. Push! I remember a fight back in the day. Nice touch in there. I believe it was up to 8 opponents that pulled out on her. Tough girl ended up picking up the fight, and she got put out in the first round.
She defends her Invicta Featherweight Championship.
You could be a 145-pound man and not want to sign that contract.
Ciborgue entrou para o UFC, em que há adversárias aptas em abundância. E um nocaute em sua cidade natal de Curitiba.
She has run roughshod through the competition.
Abriu as portas para sua jornada ao título da categoria até 65 quilos.
So here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight finally gets her chance to get her mitts on a UFC belt. Chris Cyborg can add UFC champion to the ledger.
Ciborgue defenderia o cinturão contra ex-campeão peso galo Holly Holm.
The power difference is just so obvious.
Mas poucas mulheres imploravam por uma chance. Até que surgiram boatos sobre o interesse de uma desafiante.
We're hearing about Amanda Nunes, that she wants to challenge you. So, if that's the case, would you prefer that fight?
You know, I always said I don't know to like fight somebody Brazilian. Why am I gonna fight one Brazilian champion? Because I have a dream seeing all the Brazilians one day you were a champion UFC. But she started calling me up.
All the girls don't do that because they're scared of her. But I'm not. I'm a lioness.
So here she is, the lioness. And when she gets you in trouble, she never lets you off the hook. Just think about the next minute, the reset, the next round. She thinks about taking her opponent out. But Chris Cyborg has been so overwhelmingly dominant.
Chris Cyborg!
Another victory for her. She steps in on short notice, just a couple of weeks, and dismantles Yana Kuniskaya. Amanda Nunes. Amanda wants it. Do you want it?
I want it, yeah. It's the fight to make. It's the fight everybody wants.
I texted Dana White, like, I want to fight because I don't have nobody in my division.
No caso da Amanda, é uma luta que ainda te interessa? Você acha que essa luta ainda acontece?
Então, na verdade, eu tinha falado que, primeiramente, eu não queria lutar com ela por ela ser brasileira, e a partir do momento que ela falou, ah, eu quero lutar com isso.
I know she's Brazilian, but when you become a professional fighter, to become the best, you want to be the best.
She called me out, and when you call Cyborg, you have to handle it.
Nunes realiza seu desejo no UFC 232, quando desafiará Ciborgue pelo título peso-pena. E tentará ser a primeira mulher a deter 2 cinturões do UFC simultaneamente.
Fazendo história. Isso é o que eu penso agora nesse momento da minha carreira. São 2 campeões. Eu no 135, a Cris no 145. Então, com certeza, vai ser Copa do Mundo no Brasil.
She's a killer. She's a bona fide killer. She goes out and she's mean. And she wants to hurt you. And she wants to get you out of there.
As a person, she's an angel. She's a sweet person. She's funny. She's kind. She's giving.
Depois de sua luta mais recente no UFC 222, Cyborg comemoraria a vitória do seu jeito, alimentando aqueles com mais necessidades no centro de Los Angeles.
We bought 222 hamburgers for the people in the street. I think it's special to do something. I don't make the video for show off. I just want to inspire people doing the same thing. If everybody do a little bit, you're gonna make people really happy.
You want a burger, my man?
It's not just be the champion in the cage. For me, it's be the champion in life. And before I get the UFC belt, when I go to Brazil, I support kids in the hospital for cancer because they fight every day. I just fight sometimes every year. You go over there, you put happiness in their hearts, and this is making the change.
Após suas vitórias e caridade, Cyborg sempre retorna a Huntington Beach para seu camp de treinamento, que agora acontece em seu novo centro de treinamento privativo.
Soon or later, we're going to put some class, but for now it's just private. But sometimes, of course, I bring my partner's training here.
Em preparação para o UFC 232, Cyborg recebe de volta o campeão sul-africano de MMA, Don Madge.
It's an honor to be out here. You know, the first time I came out here was when she was getting ready to get the matchup with Heidi. Her boyfriend contacted me and said, listen, we need a tall southpaw. I was like, well, I know a guy.
Madge está voando alto após uma estreia espetacular no UFC. Avisando Amanda Nunes, Madge pretende levar Cyborg ao auge para uma performance histórica no UFC 232.
We've done full scouts of what Amanda usually does, how she fights, what type of things we need to look out for, and then obviously not take anything away from Chris's game and keep working on things that she's good at. I see Chris walking Amanda down, showing that she's the bigger, stronger girl until she gets the finish.
A adversária brasileira de Cyborg também se prepara em sua cidade adotiva, nos Estados Unidos, onde Amanda Nunes treina integralmente e aproveita os luxos provenientes de uma vida de trabalho. Mas a campeã peso galo não descansa com seus feitos.
I think about my legacy a lot. And this fight, I can become the only girl hold two belts in the history in UFC. I feel like I'm more excited now than before. And I like to feel that. I like to feel the competition. I like to see what I'm capable of.
Chegando à categoria de Cyborg para disputar o título peso-pena, é o maior desafio que Nunes poderia buscar. Pois qualquer uma que entrar no octógono com Cyborg também deve estar preparada para a violência.
She is about to face the most dangerous woman in MMA, the destroyer known as the UFC Women's Featherweight Champion.
Every time she hits these women, they react as if they're getting hit by a stack of bricks.
It's going to be a fight and everybody expects it to be a war. And that's exactly what we were looking for.
If she gets on top of you, you're in a terrible place.
I know she's gonna come to try to knock me out, but I'm gonna be ready for it.
A lot of people are beat before they step in there with Cyborg. She is not afraid of Chris Cyborg.
We're gonna go for it. I'm gonna get my work done and walk away with that belt.
And she believes she was made for this moment and has been looking forward to it for a really long time.
Antes de defender seu título no UFC 232 com a também brasileira e campeã Amanda Nunes, a detentora do título peso-pena Chris Cyborg aproveita a tecnologia de ciência desportiva disponível em sua casa adotiva no sul da Califórnia.
We're a performance center and recovery center. We work with a lot of professional athletes. We have different modalities that kind of trick the body, force it to adapt and become stronger naturally. The one that Chris is doing today is called CVAT. She's going to feel different changes of air density, pressure, and temperature. So your body is actually tricked into thinking it needs to produce more red blood cells. Her lung capacity is going to be bigger, so just that performance, endurance, and recovery.
Cyborg está constantemente procurando novas formas de ter a vantagem sobre sua competição. Apesar de seu domínio inigualável sobre 21 adversárias consecutivas.
Every fight, I try getting better. It's not because, okay, I beat some girls I beat, I don't need to change anything. I watch my fights, I see what I can change. But the Fox is the same, you know, getting with victory, do my best I can.
Push! Push!
You know, the next fight is always going to be your biggest challenge, but stylistically, I really like the way that Amanda fights for Chris, because, you know, anybody that sits right in front of Chris is going to be in trouble.
Amanda Nunes será a desafiante mais bem-sucedida que Cyborg já enfrentou. Mas a campeã peso-pena vê um caminho claro para a vitória.
How do you win the fight?
I watch a couple fights, the Amanda, and I know she likes to do the pressure, but she don't like them fighters put pressure on her, and I'm the pressure. She's gonna feel that.
Assim como Cyborg, Nunes e sua equipe viajarão para Las Vegas no UFC 232, confiantes nessa luta única.
Quatro, vai. Cinco, vai. Seis. Vamos lá para arremesso.
Cyborg's fought a lot of girls with good technique, but what I think Amanda brings to the table is power. If she comes forward without a lot of respect for Amanda, she'll get put down.
Nice takedown.
Push!
Push! Push, yo.
Amanda's gonna be training harder than she ever has.
Sai do chão, três.
She definitely, you know, has more power on her strikes.
Amanda Nunes gets the finish!
But if she tries to go in and bang with Chris, she's going to be put out in the first round.
Power difference is so obvious.
Chris Cyborg! Prepara! Vai! Excelente!
I want to be remembered the best female ever, and I will prove it.
Let's see that.
O evento de final de ano culmina com a revanche pelo título peso meio pesado.
That might be the greatest title fight in the history of the division.
Com o grande John Jones procurando escrever seu legado. Derrotar Alexander Gustafsson pela segunda vez.
Easily the closest call that he's ever been a part of.
The goal is to finish this fight, and that's what I will do. I will finish this fight.
Jones finds his window and closes the show.
I will push him, and I will show the world you can beat the man that's never been beaten before. He bleeds like everyone else. And I'm going to show it to the night, I promise you.
Um evento imperdível, com a Arena T-Mobile recebendo os guerreiros e guerreiras do UFC 232.
The fight is just begun.